The Stock Market Report with Kevin Johnson from Argonaut Securities.
Another strong day on the stock market. Good afternoon, Kevin Johnson.
Yes, it is indeed. Up 23 points. That number again, obviously the number of a lot of elite sportsmen around the world, but 23 points for the ASX today to finish at 5,864.
There you go.
On the right side of 5,900 as we head over 5,800. So a good result. Fear of missing out, like we talked about yesterday, possibly. There still seems some good strength around the market and various things. A lot of interest in various things. So, yeah, I think it's probably a good way to describe that at the moment. So, yeah, it was down a little bit early, and I thought early on, about an hour or two before the close, I'm thinking, oh, might have a flat day today that we're talking about. But no, it really got a bit of a gallop at the end to finish up 23. And I think that's 6 days in a row now.
Yeah, that's very, very good.
About that.
Absolutely. And I see the Accor Group here, which obviously owns the likes of Sofitel, Pullman Hotels, McEwa, Novotel, will be taking over the Mantra Group.
Correct, yes. Well, we spoke about this the other day too. Mantra breakaway, they were in discussions and to quote the French word, bien sûr, which is of course, they came back and said, of course we'll buy it. So $3.96.
Oui.
Trading at a small discount. Exactly. Trading at a small discount at the moment at $3.87. But yeah, good result for that. Good result for the equity market. It's probably why the market was up. It's $1.18 billion that'll be flowing into the market. Fund managers that own those stocks will go, well, we need to keep our equity waiting, so we better go and buy some other things. And that's why we saw across-the-board strength in the stocks today.
Good segue
Commonwealth
here.
Bank had a volatile day.
Kevin,
very good segue, yes.
Come back to the Commonwealth Bank in a moment, but talking about around the $1 billion mark, Woolworths has been able to sell all of its Masters stores at a loss of $1.83 billion.
Yes, thank you very much. It's just ridiculous, isn't it? But yes, it was a folly taking on Bunnings, even though they teamed up with the US giant Lowe's, I think it was Lowe's, Lowe's hardware, didn't work. Exited stage left, taken everything, sold off all the properties. The property deal was settled today. Gets rid of, they'll all pop up as various big box retailers like Good Guys and Harvey Norman, Chem Mart, and all these other things. They'll change across to that. I think they'll try and make sure they don't turn into Aldi stores and the like, the big box players. But yes, they're gone. It's done for that. Woolies were up 4 cents today at $24.92. But yes, it's certainly. And then how many times have we seen that in corporate Australia where they go on, they're a big company, they're making money, and they go off and try and do something else big. It's a little bit outside of what they do. It rarely works, unfortunately. Did work for Wesfarmers, though, in Coles, so it's been a powerhouse for them. Wesfarmers segueing into that, up 55 cents to right on $42 today for
good
the
result.
Round number people out there. Banks were all up. The best of them was NAB, up 29 over $32 today. CSL were up $1.29 to $137.99. They missed out by a cent, those round number people today there. Woodside, another 32 up. That was good to see. Bank of Queensland, a few brokers upgrading them back above $13. AGL up 52 cents. All the money they're getting out of households in the eastern states finished at $23.44. Percentage-wise, what can I see there? Northern Star, what a day for them. Up 28 cents, over 5% to finish at $5.25. Regis had a very good quarterly as well. Production was up. Costs were down. Great story that. As you know, I'm always rabbiting on about how good Regis is. They were up 11 to $3.97. Bellamy's went above $10. They're $10.23. Navitas even had a good day, up 15 cents to $4.77. So, yeah, it was a good, solid day across the boards. The currency, it's over 78 again. Gold price is up $3.50, though, so the Aussie dollar gold price is edging up 16.57. And if you're buying other currencies, euro is going to cost you $1.52 nearly. It keeps firming, that euro. And sterling is down below $1.70, still at $1.69.6. So another good day. Six. Can we go for seven? I think we
fingers
should try.
Fingers crossed.
I reckon, even though it's Friday, we'll do our best.
Yeah, we will. Let's stay optimistic. Good on you, Kevin.
Thank you, mate. Cheers, then.